Hi there, and welcome to Voyage on CKUW. My name's Keith Black, and as soon as I get my tongue and my brain all together, I'll try and get us through the next few hours. This is Voyage, jazz between now and 1 o'clock here at CKUW. We stream live at ckuw.ca, so you could be listening to this through your computer speakers or whatever. And we archive our shows, so it could be weeks from now when you are listening to this. Anyhow, it's nice to be around on this late March day, which has been very interesting. We've had sort of a, if you live in Winnipeg, you know what I'm about to say. It's been sort of an almost non-winter winter. We've had, I was talking to a guy yesterday just casually who said that he liked the old days when it was winter was winter and you had lots of snow and it was 25 below and the sun shone, instead of hot, cold, freeze, thaw, and the wind doesn't get under 80 k an hour practically. And he preferred the old winter. Well, a lot of us feel the same way. But in the meantime, it'll eventually get here. So it's almost the end of March. It is the 27th today, so it's getting in. And for those of you who are of that persuasion, Easter is early this year, so it's coming up at the end of this week, too. So lots of things to look forward to. But in the meantime, immediately, there's some great jazz to look forward to. If you listen regularly, you know that I have very mixed feelings about awards, whether or not it's Oscars or music awards. But I have to pay attention when there's the Junos or the Grammys or whatever, because there's sometimes some things that I need to know and pass on to you. Today, I'm going to acknowledge the fact that the Juno Awards were last week, and the jazz portions thereof had a couple of people that I really like. Christine Jensen is one of them, plays saxophone, and I really like Christine's work. For many years, she's been sort of a favorite. I've actually had the privilege of talking to her on one occasion a number of years ago when she was in the city, and she won a Juno. And I'm going to start the show with that today. Hilario Duran, who is a Cuban-born pianist who now makes Canada his home, also won for his Latin big band album. And I'm hoping to get some of that in toward the end of the show as well. So I am acknowledging the Junos today. The old saying about award shows is they're ridiculous except when they choose someone you like. That's sort of the bottom line for most award presentations. Anyhow, let's, as usual, there's some great new stuff today and an interesting historical segment that was triggered by last week's historical segment. I'll get to that in just a second. So I'm starting today with, and I'll get back, I'll go through the playlist and I'll get back and go in more detail. I'm starting today with saxophonist Christine Jensen's award-winning album. Then following that, an album that I really like from a couple of years ago that is called Old Soul. It's by pianist Robbie Botos, who also happily makes Canada his home, although his original home was Hungary. Following that, a brand new album by saxophonist and jazz icon Charles Lloyd. Then pianist Angelica Sanchez. And then Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop band out of Toronto. Ernesto plays drums. Oh, he plays some other stuff too, but mainly he's the drummer and the composer and the leader and whatever, the major push for a lot of great stuff that comes out of the Toronto area. Following Ernesto's brand new album will be my historical segment. Last week, my historical segment featured Charlie Hayden, and it was a very smooth and gentle sort of melodic Charlie Hayden with a reference to movie titles and movie themes and a lot of segueing into pop songs and things like that. It was really a cool album and not one that is basically known. And I commented at the time that what got Charlie Hayden most acknowledgement in the jazz world was his involvement with Ornette Coleman back in the day for the groundbreaking The Shape of Jazz to Come release of Ornette Coleman's in 1959. I'll get to that in a while. So today you're hearing Charlie Hayden again, but this time from his earlier day with Ornette Coleman. Following the historical segment, drummer Dan Weiss with a brand new album that has just come out called Even Odds. It's got on the cover, it's got people playing scissor paper stone without Lizard and Spock, by the way. Anyhow, following Dan Weiss on drums is saxophonist Chris Potter with a brand new album that's really good. And then I'm hoping to get some time to play some of Hilario Duran's Juno winning album, which is called Cry Me a River. So I'll hopefully get to that. If I can just stop talking and play some music for you, that would really help, wouldn't it? Back to the top of the playlist, Christine Jensen, as I say, grew up, I think, in Nanaimo, certainly in the West Coast, and she is really, really well known for her composition, her playing, her involvement. She's now more involved in the Quebec jazz scene, but her latest album that won the Juno, well, it came out a few months ago, actually, but it's the latest one, her quartet album on Just in Time. It's called Day Moon, and it has her longtime piano friend Steve Amoureux, bassist Adrian Vidati, and drummer Jim Doxis. And a really neat album. And, you know, as I say, awards, you like the awards when they choose someone you like. Well, I really like Christine Jensen's work. So I'm going to play two tracks from Day Moon, the name of the album, with her quartet. The first track is the title track, Day Moon. And then the second one is I Dot Lined, whatever. Here's Christine Jensen. Thank you. Two tracks there from an album called Day Moon, the Juno Award winning album this year by saxophonist Christine Jensen. And really good album. And as I say, the it has been out for a few months, but it only just won the Juno, of course, just a week or two ago. But that's the start of our program today. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. Well, staying with the Canadian jazz scene, but this one from a year or so ago now, pianist Robbie Botos, I've mentioned before, has done some great work, and a very fine album he did a year or two ago was called Old Soul. I actually interviewed Robbie on the show here around that time, and a very fascinating man, and I was delighted, as I've said many times, that he chose Canada to become his home after leaving his native Hungary. From Old Soul, I'm going to play one track. It's sort of one of the longer tracks on the album, and it. Hang on just a minute here. There we go. Got to find the right piece of paper here. He has Seamus Blake on saxophone, Larnell Lewis on drums, and Mike Downs on bass. This is actually came out a little earlier than I thought. It was I thought it was a year or two ago, but it was actually pre-COVID on 2018. And so I hadn't played it for a while, and it caught my ear a week or so ago, and so I've sort of resurrected it, if you will. There's just so much jazz. I have to tell you, there is so much jazz, and I don't get a chance to play anywhere near what I would, what I could play. It could be nonstop for 24 hours a day, and I still couldn't get through it. So here from a few years ago, is pianist Robbie Botos and his quartet with Old Soul, the title track of a very fine album. Thank you. There you go. That track is called Old Soul. I tell you, that Old Soul swings pretty good. That was Robbie Botas on piano with his band from an album called Old Soul from a few years ago. And that was the title track. Very good stuff. And it's 10:36 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between now and 1 o'clock. And any time at all at CKOW.ca if you want to go and check out what we've been doing over the past few weeks. It's all there. Well, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that Charles Lloyd, and you actually may have perhaps have read my review in the Free Press, he is truly a jazz icon master. And his latest album, which is a 2-CD set, really confirms that he has still got the chops, if you will. The release date was on March the 15th, and that was his 86th birthday. Way to go, Charles. It's a very, very fine album. His spirituality shines through, in, if I can use that term. There's an emotion and a feeling in a lot of his playing. That if you listen to it, well, maybe I've listened to it an awful lot, so it's easy for me to pick it up. But he has a great deal to offer, both musically and emotionally and whatever in his playing. His new quartet has Jason Moran on piano, Larry Grenadier on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. This is really neat, and as I said in my review in the Free Press, if you don't know who Charles Lloyd was, I would defy you to listen to this album and tell me the age of the guy playing sax. From the sky will be, the sky will be there tomorrow is the title of the album. And I'm going to play, I'm going to play three tracks. One of them is only a minute long. It's sort of a segue between two other tracks. But the first one is called The Water is Rising. And then from the little tiny track called Late Bloom is Booker's Garden. Here is Charles Lloyd. The sky will be there tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
the great Charles Lloyd, saxophonist, flutist, general master of the in the jazz world, and I think revered by just about everybody who knows him or knew him. Brand new album called "The Sky Will Still Be There Tomorrow," and it's a very neat two CD set released on his 86th birthday last week or the week before. Really cool stuff. And it's 10:53 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW. My name's Keith Black. Moving from Charles Lloyd to pianist Angelica Sanchez. Very, I guess the term used to be at least avant-garde. Avant-garde has sort of become almost middle of the road these days. So it's I hate the labels that get attached, but she's done adventurous stuff, whatever. And fairly recently, when she was teaching in northern New York State, she was living in a rural area and made a big thing about the fact that after living in New York, living in a rural area in northern New York State, you're suddenly aware that at nighttime things are a little different. They're quieter in a different way, and there are sounds and there are nighttime creatures that make calls in the night that you're never going to hear on Fifth Avenue, sort of thing. And she was really struck by that and pulled her nonet together, and I'll name them in just a second, and her presence while she was teaching in New York State was the inspiration for the title of the album, which is called Nighttime Creatures. She has a nonet, which along with Sanchez on piano has saxophonists Michael Atias and Chris Speed, Ben Goldberg on contralto clarinet, Thomas Heberer on quarter-tone trumpet, cornetist Kenny Warren, bassist John Hebert, drummer Sam Ospravat, and guitarist Omar Tamaz. This is really good stuff, and whether she's in a quiet rural area or in the middle of the New York din, here's Angelica Sanchez with the title track, Nighttime Creatures, and then a track called CB the Time Traveler. Here's pianist Angelica Sanchez. Thank you.
Thank you.